They weren't that far. Like one day there at the Gold Coast in a 1,200 metre race, the horse that won here the other day, Takedown, won it. I think she would have been 12 lengths from him, or probably even more. Whereas it drew 18 that day too, I think, or 16 or something.
She's just one of those horses that continually draws bad barriers.
Yeah, well, her three wins have been from single-figure barriers. And she's had one other start from a single-figure barrier and run second in a 1,000-metre race, Calandra, first up last time. But I do know I'm stepping up in class, and but that's what we're here for. That's what we come down for, so we've got to expect it.
Yeah, jockey, he seems a cool customer. He's got a good head on his shoulders, young Orman.
Yeah, well, I think he's, for a young fella, he's only 19, he's doing really good. I'm pretty sure he's up to it, for sure.
How many in work here at Toowoomba?
Yeah, about 30 there, Ron, and half a dozen up in Toowoomba tonight. We'll be watching after the races if we're sober enough.
You'll be all right. Well, let's hope maybe in a way that you're not, mate. Let's hope maybe you're not. It's a big night, actually, at Toowoomba, because they're honouring Pat O'Shea, who passed away September of last year. And they've got four or five race callers, Anthony Collins, Josh Fleming, Paul Dolan, and a couple of others are going to be there. So it's a special night at Toowoomba tonight.
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah.
So in summary, Ron, you want
to... Just one more. Yeah? $2,500 they paid for it. I don't know if you bought it or the owners bought it, but what did they actually see in it for $2,500?
Yeah, that's true, Ron. Her owner, Ian, rang me up and said, I've got this horse, but you mightn't want it. And I said, oh... He said, well, it only costs $2,500. And I said, well, a lot of mine aren't much more than that, so she'll be right. Send her down, mate.
Okay.
Anyhow, as soon as we seen her, though... Yeah, she was just a lovely filly. She probably a lot of mine are fairly nice, but I think she was one of the nicest. We had the same year another filly well bred by Fastnet Rock that was identical to her virtually. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, she went amiss. But and it was only Fastnet Rock I've had. But I mean to say, this filly wasn't too much unlike her. She's by Collate, who's by Catbird, so the Dane Hill. Got a lot of Dane Hill in her, I reckon. Mm. And she's out of the New Zealand bred mare,
You've taken yourself there, and now you can't think of a name.
Well, her mother wasn't very flash in a way. Yeah. She ran 33 lengths last at her last start at Gympie.
Well, thankfully, this one's going a bit better than that, Kev.
But she didn't know that. That's right. Yeah, she didn't tell her daughter that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we wish you the best, mate. How's the Sky Sports Radio coffee, mate? Is it all right? Goes down okay.
It's just fair, I reckon.
Well, it's free, so it's very nice.
I've tasted better.
The main thing is you'll be able to wander over the road. Ridges is there, and away you go. You're going to have breakfast. You're going to have a proper coffee.
Yes.
And then wander back, and hopefully tonight you're not sober, and you can just enjoy the night.
Don't hang around here, mate, because we've got the sausage rolls. We've got to torch them for about 3 minutes in that that microwave, and anything could happen.
I've got to give Johnny at the Piranha Cafe here at Rose Hill a wrap. He's looked after us every morning. We've
had
breakfast
the bill
there. And yeah, I'm waiting for that. I'm not waiting for that. But anyhow, he's done a wonderful job too, looking after us. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you've got to come out one of these mornings just to get a Sky Sports Radio coffee. It's made with special hands. Scotty.
A lot of love goes into it.
Yeah. I'd love one. How are you, Kevin?
Yeah, good, Mike. How are you?
So Kevin and I were apprentice jockeys together up in Toowoomba.
Really?
200 years ago.
I would have brought you on earlier.
I was waiting to butt in, but I couldn't get a chance.
Hey, Kevin, what's the best Mike Fraser story you can tell us?
Oh, I've got too many. How long have we got?
Just tell him how good a rider I was.
Yeah, lovely to hear your voice, Mike. You're
you
a champion,
too, buddy.
Mate.
Thank you, my friend.
I watch you all the time on Sky, and Ronnie and Andrew, you are all doing an unbelievable job.
Only got one channel up there.
Nah, mate, good to talk to you, Kev. We thank you for coming over, and you and Michael have to get together while you're here.
Oh, it'll be fantastic.
I'll give you Mike's number, and you can ring him.
That'll be lovely.
Catch up with him.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike very rarely, though, comes out of Maroubra. You might have to go to win, but you'll be right. Hey, Kev, thanks for joining us. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, mate. Thank you.
Kevin Kemp joining us in our OB van. We're going to let Kevin go and finish the coffee. And Ron, Has there been any early scratchings? I've been thrown out a little bit by...
I think the only one to come out this morning was Dubai in Style.
Okay, so Dubai in Style.
Probably the dryer track there didn't suit him.
Righto. Race 1, number 3, Dubai Style. And Uncle Jerry came out earlier.
Of course,
3, number 17, Uncle Jerry. John Thompson's online now as we broadcast on Sky Sports Radio, and we're being watched on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Morning to you, John.
Good morning.
Looking forward to getting one mare back today.
Yeah, it's a bit exciting to have her going back to the races. She's a good horse, obviously, and good to have her going well again and back at the races.
John, she looks to have had a really good grounding for a race like this. She's just looking at her gallop between races at Randwick. She had really good skin on her. She's big, she's strong, she's healthy, and she's well.
Yeah, that's it. As I said a few times this week, I don't think I've had her this well for a couple of years. She's just in a good frame of mind, healthy, sound. We brought her up steady, two trials, an exhibition gallop. And it's all of that's just brought her on. Her work here on Tuesday was the best I've seen for a long time, and she's just in good shape.
Barrier 3, just hold a position there.
Yeah, we'll come out positive, and Blake will work it out wherever he wants to be travelling. Just find the speed, probably.
We're going to be bordering on a good 3 by race 7. Is that any concerns for you?
I don't think so. Probably, would like a little bit more give in the ground, but I don't think it'll worry too much at all.
John, you told us on Tuesday, the main gallop morning after she did, I think it was 1,000 metres or something like that, that in your mind, she's the best that you've had her for a couple of seasons?
Yeah, I don't think she's been going this well and since she was a 3-year-old when she was going very well.
That's a good push. Zan Bar, she was good for your last preparation.
She's a lovely mare, going well. For her to be competitive and winning a race like this, I would say it would have to be a soft track. But in saying that, she's going well and runs well fresh.
Your other runner today is Fab Vieira in the red. Looks to be a very, very competitive Reginald Allen. Although she's out in the market, I thought there was a bit of style in that Goulburn win.
She's a nice filly, Ron. I think she's up to stakes grade, whether it's this prep or next. We'll find out today, I guess. But she's a lovely filly. Going forward, she keeps improving all the time. And that win down there seems to have given her a little bit of confidence.
Okay. If First Seal comes through today, what is her program? What is her grand finals?
The Maya is the grand final. The Maya. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're really enthusiastic, mate. We wish you the best today with her. Particularly, you got two in the one race, which isn't ideal, but it's just the way it's turned out. We're looking forward to seeing them both.
Yes, thank you.
Good on you, John. John Thompson there, trainer of First Seal.
Never heard him so confident.
No. Really, on Tuesday when he said that to me following her gallop, and it's the best that we've had her for two seasons, Mike, that tells us something, doesn't it? Again, like as a 3-year-old.
It certainly does. Ronnie, but just on her, on the good track or a soft track, don't you think she's more at home with firmer foot?
Probably, but she's such a big mare, once when they start hitting the ground, some of them feel it and jar up a little bit. But I understand she likes the good firm footing. But, she's I thought she'd be soft in the market today, but she's the hardest favourite we've got nearly all day here.
Yeah.
Especially with a push like that.
Exactly. Mike, I wandered out here this morning, got here about 20 to 6. And I thought I'll film the gallops. A couple of horses normally gallop out wide, and the phone rang, and it was Chris Waller.
And was he saying get off the track?
Yeah, no, I wasn't on the track. But he said to me, "Where are you?" And I said, "Look, I'm standing right in front of the grandstand. I'm waiting for some horses to gallop. I'm going to film them." He said, "Well, in 2 minutes, one horse is going to gallop past you." In the Melbourne direction, and instantly I thought of Winx, and it was, and we put some vision up on our social media and our Sky Thoroughbred Central viewers. Now, I will say, and they're watching it now, it's nothing quick, it's not quick, it's filmed on my iPad again, but she's starting to get through her work, early stages of her work, and she picks it up, and obviously at around the 800-metre mark is where she's doing her main gallop. But she's preparing for the Caulfield Stakes, and Ron and Mike, the trip to Melbourne.
Yeah, look, it just knows, just shows that she's ticking along, doesn't it? She keeps working her, and she's in really, she must be thriving in the stable.
And I guess, look, Caulfield, I guess, is the next thing, isn't it?
Yep. It'll be exciting to see her there.
Yeah, it will
be.
Good
filming there.
Mike, how do you...
Good filming.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, no, look, I came out yesterday and we did some stuff, and this morning, just to capture her, I mean, even at 20 to 6 in the morning, to see her actually there, it does make you buzz, you know?
It does.
It's winks.
It certainly is.
And I will guarantee I was the only one in the grandstand, so, you know, you're sort of thinking, geez, how good's this, you know?
To yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Ron Quinton is online. Ron, you would have heard the explanation of what's happened out here with Winx this morning. There's nothing like when you see a star like her.
No, certainly, Andrew. She's a great champion, and, be good if we could see more of them.
I see you're just changing the subject. There was a picture of Lee Friedman taking a photo of Chautauqua the other morning at Trackwood.
Everyone
gets involved with a good horse.
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully you've got a good horse here today, Ron, in Dixie Blossom. It's been a bit of a horror show last start.
Yeah, no, that wasn't pretty. It was no one's fault. It was just one of those things. It happens, and you just got to move on and hope for the best.
How's she done since then?
She's done an absolute treat. She looks super. Just after listening to John Thompson, we might as well stay at home, I think. there's no doubt that First Seal's the class act of the race, and if she's at her best, well, she's probably too good. Only having to give 3 kilos away to the others, most of the others. I've got a huge opinion of Heavens Above. And it's a tricky little race. We've drawn 10 out of 10. So I'm very happy with my mare, though. Very happy with her. You'll be very happy with what you see walking around today. But it's a bit of a class act feel. Don't worry about that. It won't be easy to win.
No, no doubt about that. That is a bit of a terrible draw there, because it's a funny race tempo-wise, this race. Any thoughts of sort of rolling a little bit more forward today?
As you know, with these sort of races, and it becomes a bit of a mind thing. We all have that. There's not a lot of genuine great speed, and then next minute they're going 100 mile an hour. So the only problem with that is we've got so many good jockeys riding in the race, they're not going to go do suicidal speed anyway, whatever happens. But so I had a talk with Tim yesterday, and I think you've still got to go out there with a bit of an open mind, but, you know... I'd be a little bit inclined to sort of try and be a little bit closer. But we'll just have to probably see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd rather run in today's magical stance. This is the type of race he could do something in, I would have thought, fresh with a bit of speed up front running on.
Yeah, well, he is a horse that always does race well fresh, and I've run him in a couple of 1200s first up, and he's got home pretty strong at the end of them. Now, he's had a freshen up since his last run, so we just give him a freshen, and he looks particularly well. So, drawn out wide, but that won't matter because he'll get back anyway. But he could be getting home strong toward the end.
Good luck with them both today.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Ron.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I mean, you're so right, Ron. Just before you go, the Golden Pendant, it might only be 10, but they're all there that could win it.
There's some quality mares there, all right. And quality mares, all right. I've got a huge opinion of Heavens Above, and First Seal's done it all. And there's a couple of up-and-coming mares like my own and that sort of thing. And We'd love to win it because Peeping won it last year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck, Ron. Thanks very much for your time today, mate.
It's a pleasure always. Thank you.
Ron Quinton joining us there, discussing Dixie Blossoms. Mike, how does... I mean, well, Ron, you can bring it in too here. You mentioned that the Tycoon Tara probably takes it up, but is there much else around it, Mike, in your opinion, in the Golden Pendant?
Well, there doesn't look to be a whole heap of pressure. I mean, the lead's there for Tycoon Tara if she wants it. I mean, Pearls will probably hold a spot, you know, if it comes up a little better. Serene Majesty won't be too far away. And Emirata on the fresh side. And I suppose First Seal, from a good draw, I won't get too far back. She might be fifth or sixth, but the lead's there for Tycoon Tower, I would have thought.
Yeah, for sure. No, she looks the likely leader, and I think Mike summed it up there. Emirata's fresh and has gone forward in the past, and the stablemate of Tycoon Taurus, Serene Majesty, is the other one. But Dixie Blossoms is the X factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Having drawn that outside barrier, whether she has to be real negative or she just pressures forward and rolls outside the lead there. She has gone forward in the past in a Rose Hill race.
And what about Tycoon Tara at 1,400?
She's won at it, but she probably, there's a little question mark there, but she's fit, she's up and running. Mm. Real hard track for her today, but she's been, you know, the wet foot form is probably a touch better than a dry form, but she still has form on the dry. She looks an informed mare. Look, it's an intriguing little race.
Yeah, it is. Kellyville Flyers come out of race eight, number eight. So there's been a couple of extras this morning. Dubai and Styles come out of the first, race one, number three. In the third race, number 17, Uncle Jerry has come out, number 17. And the other extra this morning is Kellyville Flyer, race eight, number eight. Smallish Fields early. There's been a lot of discussion regarding the Colin Stephen or the Queen's Cup, as it's been called today. What does a club or Racing New South Wales need to do to attract more horses into races like these, Ron?
Yeah, look, I don't know. We're a week out from this is the lead, one of the lead-ups for the Metrop, whether a lot of trainers might want to, you know, have the backup run. So it's a fine line with programming. You know, I was reading a story from Ray Thomas the other day, you know, about the Stan Chunks, Fox, the golden. This should be Golden Rose Day, and it makes a lot of sense as well. Have the Stan Fox as the golden, where the Golden Rose is placed at the moment. That gives you a nice lead-up for a Golden Rose. We keep our good horses in Sydney.
Yep.
We maybe attract a few more from Melbourne. We just hold on for our spring a little bit a bit longer with our good horses, because we're going to lose a Stern and a few others today where we could hold them back and probably hold them back from that preview for the Blue Diamond.
Yeah, exactly. The Guineas Prelude.
Yeah.
Mike, how do you see it? I mean, we're seeing extra prize money from this day next Saturday. We're seeing prize money levels go up all the time. How do you see a race like the Colin Stephen, as in attracting numbers?
Well, I'm not an expert on all this programming and all that sort of stuff, but it is disappointing when you've got a race that's worth $126,000 and you've got five runners, and from that point it is disappointing. But on the other side of the fence, this is going to be a competitive race, and we've got three pretty hot chances in it. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, Ronnie's much more on the programming than I. But yeah, look, it's still going to be a very interesting race.
Yeah, it will be. We're going to talk a bit about it with... I love the story of Shaquinta. I don't know whether she's up to it today, but the owners have thrown it up. Let's have a crack.
Yeah, well, she's put a picket fence there, and she's tough on pace runner.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take a break here. Still plenty to come. Chris Weller's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Michael Hawkes and a couple of other interviews as we count down to Golden Pendant Day. It's a cracker of a day here at Rose Hill. Fine and sunny. We're looking at about 23 degrees. If you're in Sydney, come out to Rose Hill.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. We love Spring Carnival, and we bet you'll love our great racing offers. Visit tab.com.au for details. TAB, we love a bet.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. It's your opportunity to be part of the thriving coffee industry without the hassles of rents, landlords or staff. Be your own boss. Work your own hours. Enjoy a great work-life balance. The Coffee Guy allows you to achieve that lifestyle change you've long wanted. Don't let this moment slip. Jump online now at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of the 2016 NRL Final Series. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in newsagencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game every week.
It's hard to imagine what it's like living with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Yet this chronic and often lonely disease affects the lives of 7 in 10 Australians in some way. I'm Sue Peters-Hawke, and dementia affected my life when my mum Hazel was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. With knowledge and understanding, we can support those living with dementia to feel less isolated and alone. To find out more, visit the Alzheimer's Australia website, fightdementia.org.au.
Lano, are you going to the footy finals?
Can't hear you.
Your team isn't in the finals, is it?
Mum, watching the footy finals on the latest Sony 4K TVs is like being at the game.
But not your team.
And listen to this.
I'm listening.
Buy any Sony 4K TV at Bingley and you'll get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Sony soundbar.
With a subwoofer combo?
Of course.
I like the sound of that.
50% off the ticketed price of a matching Sony soundbar at Bingley.
And there's a great deal more in store.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. We love Spring Carnival and we bet you'll love our great racing offers. Visit tab.com.au for details. TAB, we love a bet.
It's 27 minutes past 7. This is Sky Sports Radio. You can watch us as well on Sky Thoroughbred Central every Saturday during the carnival, and it will be ongoing too, which is fantastic. Ron, we're not expecting you to come out at non-carnival time.
I'm worried there for a minute.
But we'll be on air. We'll be on air between 7
You'll
and 9.
You'll be on air.
Yeah, we'll be on air right through from now on. So we're getting a really positive response to people watching us, Ron, on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Amazing.
I don't know. They must be going all right if they're watching us at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Our next guest, Ron, we spoke about Winx earlier and we saw her gallop here this morning. Chautauqua had a jump out yesterday and our next guest was proudly there taking a photo.
Why wouldn't you? Good horses attract attention, Andrew. And he knows what a good horse is.
And Lee Friedman's online. Morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, gentlemen. And
good to talk to you.
G'day, Lee.
Now, you just wanted to take a photo for future reference of Chautauqua?
No, not really. I had some owners down from, they're actually from Maitland in New South Wales. I got a small share and a filly came down there in Melbourne for the weekend to watch a trial. And he said, oh, I love Chautauqua. I said, well, there he is. Let's get a photo with you. So as the plane whizzed by on him, I grabbed a quick photo of the bloke. Looking sideways.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
High world today, Lee. Well, you found a really nice race for him. Obviously, you would have been happier if we had a little bit of sting out of the track here today.
Sure. Well, we all know he's a really good wet tracker. But that said, he ran terrific last start, Ron, and I think he ran the fastest last furlong of any race at Flemington 2 weeks ago. So the horse is going really well. We know he goes Sydney way, and I think he's a realistic chance.
Yeah, he does go the Sydney way. His form's sensational. Where do you see him in the run today?
Oh, look, I'll leave that up to Blake. He's a horse, probably, Ron, from a good draw, would sort of just track the speed, I would have thought. Yeah.
Mm. With him in town here, if he runs well, obviously you're looking towards the Epsom?
Well, I think he's nearly got a win and he gets the free boot in. If he doesn't win, he's about 24th in order, so we'll probably just keep him there till Tuesday, see what eventuates. If you don't get a run, I'll bring him back. But if he wins, he'll certainly be backing up if he's fitting well.
Okay, and he's arrived in good shape.
Great shape, yeah, really good shape.
Okay. Now, Ivanhoe, he had a cut at the beach. How severe is that? He's out today.
Yeah, well, it depends who you ask. If you ask Ivanhoe, you think his leg has been chopped off. But it was about about a 5 cent piece. You know what bulls are like. But anyway, look, he's had a bit of treatment for 2 days, and he actually galloped a mile on the sand at Mornington this morning. So there's nothing wrong with him. He's fine.
Okay, so full steam ahead for the spring.
Yeah. So look, I was just being, you know, there was a bit of puffiness, and I thought, if I didn't get some beaut into him within the prescribed time and then it got worse, then I'd run out of options. So I thought, no, smart things to pull him out and wait for Anna. And to be honest, I think Caulfield will race very, very firm today, and it may be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, for sure.
So you might look at the Turnbull.
I know, we're definitely running the Turnbull.
Yeah, okay.
A couple of other runners in Melbourne today. Shamrano, another German import. Any opinion of him?
I've got an opinion on him. I can say it on radio. Look, suffice to say, he has had a checkered year since his three-year-old days. He's a very difficult horse. I'm running today because I said to the owners, I think we should run, just see where we're at. I suspect he'll run okay, but he's nowhere near his form in Germany. And I feel it's probably a case that the horse needs just 6 weeks out on his own and possibly off to an equestrian guy for 5 or 6 weeks before I get him back, just to clear his head, you know? Mm. He was a good three-year-old in Germany and a very game horse, and he's got more tricks than a bus full of you-know-what. So
yeah.
On his best form, Ron, as his weight would indicate, he'd run a huge race because that's not the greatest field ever assembled for a listed race. But I'm loath to bag him because I know he's got the ability, but I'm more loath to tip him, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Your other runner's Nozomi in race three. He wasn't hopeless first up.
Yeah, look, he's just about ready, Ron. The history of him is he ran third to Preferment Ladar. He came back in the autumn trial brilliantly and then boated 10, and he had about 9 or 10 months rehab. I brought him back in the early part of the winter when the tracks were still firm. Gave him a couple of firm track runs, stopped him. And then we ran him the other day. I thought all his runs have been fantastic since he's come back. They've just been an unsuitable trips and the horse hasn't been ready. I thought if he'd drawn a gate today, he was a realistic winning chance. I still think he run well, but this run under his belt today, in his right grade, he'll be very hard to beat.
Anything else we should look out for spring from the stable?
Oh, look, just the stock standard ones that you know about. Santa Ana Lane's going well. High World's going well. I've got a couple of really nice fillies. One of them ran the maiden the other day. I think she can win, you know, black type during the spring Piccadillys. There's quite a few horses going very well, but going very well in the spring doesn't always commit to winning stakes races. But no, I'm pretty happy with them all.
And Lee, the international horse Exosphere that's coming to you, I think, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so he'll come in on what, the first shipment?
Yes, he'll be into Melbourne next Saturday morning. They always come in the day of the grand final here, and by all accounts, things are going quite well, and Anthony quite likes the horse, which is a big start. Because they're all condemned until proven otherwise in that respect. But, look, he's a reasonably straightforward horse, and I hope he gets here in good order and we can run into something decent.
All right, we look forward to him. Good luck today. And the good news is I've just been told that you've got some good handlers today. Ron Quinton might be doing something for you, but the other strapper might be just struggling a little bit, Richard.
Have to put him on the other side.
Yeah, but look... He's back in it now, so he's probably picked it up again. He'll be all right. And I needed Ronnie to saddle the horse because if I ended up in the steward's room, I wanted a good talker.
Exactly.
He'll be right. You'll get well looked after. Good luck.
Cheers, mate.
Lee Friedman joining us there.
Is Richard strapping the horse?
Yeah, with Ronnie.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Well, he's got his pre-training business now, isn't he? I mean, he's up and going at Hawkesbury.
I saw a young bloke strapping at Canberra yesterday. Tommy Berry was strapping a horse.
Was he? I know he's down there for the weekend because he's suspended.
He was strapping a horse for his father-in-law.
Father, was he? Okay.
He needs the money. He's bought this big house. He's going to pay for it. I was reading the paper the other day. Jeez.
Okay. What are we doing with High World on this good four, possibility good three?
Don't know. Obviously, I'd prefer him. His Sydney form's great, and timing's right, but I don't know where he fits in there. I'm on the fence with him. But Lee sounds happy enough with him.
He does. How do you see it, Mike? High World.
Well, he's had, 15 starts. He's had seven of them on rain-affected going, and of those seven, I think he's won three, and he's had eight runs on dry tracks for one win. But he's run a number of placings there, so, you know, it's well discussed that he is a little bit better with giving the ground, but he's competent on dry tracks. A lot of his dry track runs are in Group 1 races, by the way, too, so, you know, and this is a somewhat easier assignment today.
Actually, Brett Devine's just contacted me from the ATC. They've got these new Strappers Awards today,
yeah,
which
fantastic.
We'll talk a little
awesome.
Bit more about later. But Richard's been ruled out already. He can't win being one of the Strappers today.
No.
Now, we've got interim scratchings here for the program. Let's bring you right up to date with this meeting at Rose Hill. Beautiful sunny morning. Good four, penetrometer 4.68, and the rails at 5 metres. These are the interims. Race one, number three, Dubai in Style. Seven, Bring Luck. And my number nine, My Giuliano, has just come out, Guy. So out of the first, 3, 7, and 9. Race two is clear. The third, number 13, Dalmatia Prince, and 17, Uncle Jerry. 13 and 17. The fourth, number seven, Legless Verve, and 9, Al Balissa. It looked like Venue, I was going to say, but Verve. So four. That's race four, take out 7 and 9. Race five, number five, High Mist, number five. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race eight, take out 1, Counter Attack, 8, Kellyville Flyer, and 10 more to gain, 1, 8, and 10. And the last race, 9, number 5, Our Boy Nicholas, 7, Invincible has just come out, and 12, Moa, 5, 7, and 12. So Invincible coming out of the last run?
Yeah, that's he was one of the favourite runners,
yep.
And yeah, maybe other options for him, but we'll get the word off Chris hopefully shortly.
Yep, shortly, he'll be wandering in. We're hoping Michael Hawks will wander in. They're all, you know what's going to happen?
They're all going to turn up at
They're going to turn up at the one time. That's going to be the issue.
We'll make him a coffee and give him a quiche.
You think? Yes. Now, we should mention that. Munsey's brought quiches. Roast pork quiche, is that what?
No, it's pumpkin and potato quiche.
Please.
Fair income.
Mike, would you cop a pumpkin potato
quiche? I can't see Ronnie buttering up one of those unless he smothers it in tomato sauce or something.
The bacon and egg rolls.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is, pumpkin. Muns, Glenn.
Doing?
Come in, Glenn. This is live.
Pumpkin and what?
Come in and sit down, please.
Roast vegetables, please.
Just come in and sit down. Don't worry about it. We're live on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central. And we're waiting for Michael Hawks and Chris Waller to arrive into our OB van. What are the quiches?
One's a roast vegetable quiche and the other is a chorizo and vegetable.
Whoa. And what's that?
Chorizo, it's a spicy sausage, Andrew, and it's very,
just
very nice.
Just what you need at 6:30 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. The last time I gave Andrew a sausage roll was in Melbourne, and he spent the three and a half hour drive back to his palatial property there and Bonanza on the side of the road most of the time.
Exactly.
Losing a little bit of weight. Yeah.
I can't believe you bought that stuff. I mean,
my wife actually got them, Andrew.
Well, if she did,
she
that's
made.
Okay.
We'll put it this way: last week she made Birch and Muesli for everyone, and I said, "Oh no, well, I can't take them to Randwick because you know Lindsay and Gaz will be get dirty because the bacon and egg rolls were there." Well, she said, "Well, they're not getting Birch and Muesli this week, then."
I don't know about that. I just feel like a good old egg and bacon roll. The egg squirts out, falls on your lap, but it's fantastic.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, it's all right for you, Andrew. You don't, you know, you can just prance around. You know, today Ronnie and I have got to give our guts to the company.
Yeah, and you will be.
And what guts we've got to give.
What's the best back runner Australia-wide today?
Divine Prophet in Sydney.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Are you surprised that, and Michael hopefully will join us.
And First Seal. First Seal too, yeah.
Well,
and you reckon they're not going to come for it after John's interview.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, he was strong, wasn't he?
And, funnily enough, it was 3 to 3:20 and the best back runner in the race.
When I first did the form on Wednesday, or started on Monday, and I got the Wednesday and the fields come out and the prices come out, went, oh, $3.20, it's going to be longer than that. I thought it'd be a little bit of a risk, even though I give her a good chance.
Yeah.
But as the week's unfolded, she is the hottest tip of the week.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the others, and Michael, this is one of your, you know, pets, isn't it, when a lot of horses come out of the one race and they all finished in a bunch. That's the Dixie Blossoms, the Den Magic, you know, all of those horses. So, and, you know, Dixie Blossoms had no luck whatsoever. Den Magic had a perfect run. She ran very fast sectionals the last bit, but she had an uninterrupted run. Heavens Above had an interrupted run, but still managed to win. Pearl sat 3 and 4 wide for the entire, and she comes to one alley today and is going to be straight behind Tycoon Tara. So, you know, that mix, and then you've got her, 58 kilos, which is pretty good. She won first up last time in, won the Millie Fox. Her only bad run was a Doncaster when she pulled up with an injury. You know,
but when you get slowly run races, surely they've got to finish in a bit of a pack. You know, look, it's a sprint home, and there's not going to be big margins. You only see big margins covering a field when you get speed on early.
Well, that was Fabrizio's race last Saturday.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike? What you think's there?
In relation to?
Just the
bunch watch, finish.
Yeah, the bunch finish.
Yeah, no, Ronnie nailed it. You know, when it's a slowly run race, you invariably can get that. When they apply the pressure up front, the ones that become fractured, they can't sustain it and they drop out, and that's when you get the big spread for sure and certain. Very rare that you get a slowly run race where they sprint off the turn or something, and there's, you know, a margin of 16 lengths first to last. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And what about Kevin Kemp? He's been apprenticed with Michael back in the 40s.
Yeah, that was
good. They're not the well, aren't they?
Yeah. God, I look 70 odd, and I still look as good as that, you know, I hope.
Oh, Kevin, he was a funny boy. he was hard to get out of bed. Oh.
Yeah. He's like a kid in the lolly shop round here. I don't think they're going to get rid of him out here.
He's staying. He's going to bring the team down.
Loves it.
All right, we'll see you shortly with all the markets.
Yeah, well, you get through the scratchings, Andrew, and give us a chance to clean this window here, because apparently there's a mark on the window, and we're getting calls about people saying there's you look a bit strange because there's some mark on the window when we go to
I always look a bit strange, and particularly at 7:30 in the morning. We're going to take a break. Hopefully Chris Waller's not far away. It's 20 minutes to 8.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer this exceptional colt. Buy Redoute's Choice, sire of 134 stakes winners, including 30 Group 1 winners. From La Praline, a city winner of 4 races and half-sister to Group 3 winner Golden Archer. From a Group 2 winner, Viennetta, a half-sister to champion sprinter, Butterscotch. Enjoy the sweet taste of success and achieve your just desserts. Join the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Royalty rocks Randwick this Tab Epsom Day. Get to the track next Saturday and see rock legends Richie Sambora and Orianthe perform live as part of your race day entry. Plus, witness history with the Group 1 $1 million Tab Epsom.
Bowman high in the irons gives the big salute. She bolts in wings.
A stunning lineup of racing, riches and rock. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at theatc.com.au. Sydney Spring Carnival.
It's where Sydney comes to life.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of the 2016 NRL Final Series. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in newsagencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game every week.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Oh, 18 minutes to wait here on Sky Sports Radio. And, of course, you're watching us on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Plenty to talk about with our preview after 8 o'clock. And we're going to help you with lots of keynotes now with Chris Waller. And there's Chris Waller doing something that, well, Ron... and I hope, Chris, that you're not embarrassed, because I didn't know they were going to use that. No. Ron was the one that wanted it used. But they used it too early, Ron. It was. I was out here yesterday afternoon for a bit of a walk around and take some filming.
Second
and that.
Lap. I didn't see you walking.
I walked up and down the straight.
If you try and look at that, looks
Chris
like
Waller. Him. Chris Waller came on where we basically are down here at the 300-metre mark, and he... And he ran two laps of Rose Hill.
I walk in here every Saturday and he's doing his second lap, usually about 10 o'clock. And if you trained your horses like you train yourself, you wouldn't train a winner, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. There's more Bill Shorten about me than Usain Bolt, that's for sure.
No, but look, I must admit, and I text you, and I do mean it, because I was
You are very dedicated to your job. I was very surprised to see you.
Ron asked me how long it took you to run the thing, and I want to say
10 minutes.
I'm going to say 10.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Yeah. And you do it regularly?
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, it's just something that you just get out and enjoy it. It's a break away from what you do.
Yeah, stay away from the media.
Until you saw me standing there thinking, bloody hell, what's going on? Now, the other thing that I wanted to say, and it seems like we're thanking you for a lot of stuff this morning, but you gave me a call, Re-Winks, this morning, and I really appreciated it. And we're going to replay the vision again of the horse just virtually starting its work from where I was in the main grandstand. But you're obviously preparing her for Melbourne now.
Yeah, she had a 1,000 metre gallop this morning out on the course proper, halfway out on the track, and worked reverse way. So Melbourne direction with Hugh Bowman aboard. And yeah, she's well and truly into the swing of things. And that bit you see there, just her starting off her work of a 1,000 metre gallop, and she just gradually picked up the tempo. And we used, or the winning post today was down the back straight. So at the 1,300 metre mark, it gives her a good 300 metre run, and just beautiful condition.
She must thrive in the stable. She must be a real good doing sort of a thing. You're always working her.
Yeah, I heard you talk last week, say we keep the work up during the trials, and that's exactly right. She stays the same weight between every race. She doesn't drop a kilo, so I think it's made it easier when a horse is just that bit better than most, but because they're cruising, they're in cruise mode just in life in general, so they find their work easier, the recovery's easier, and I guess it's just like a footy player, the natural athletes just bounce through their games and back up 7 days later.
Yeah.
Did you work any of your other Melbourne candidates to Melbourne Way this morning?
They were going all directions this morning. Even some of the fillies were just trying to work out with them where we're heading. Omay Sword, Fox Play, Awoke, Suzanne. So some of them were working left-handed. We're starting to get a little bit of a feel for some of them. Fox Play possibly could go to the 1,000 guineas. Mm-hmm. Main reason, give her 3 weeks between runs rather than the flight stakes too. But it's something I've got to discuss with the owners. But it's a definite consideration. Awoke probably go towards the
Wakeful.
No, yeah. Well, there's a race
before that.
Yeah, on Turnbull Day, the Sunday. So next Sunday, I think it might be the Manifold.
Yeah. Edward Manifold. Yeah. Yeah.
A mile race.
Yeah.
And Suzanne and Omay Sword for the flight stakes. So that could change, but that's my thoughts at the moment.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Haven't got a lot of time for this, and it's probably the wrong time to ask you, but we've had rules of racing change, that notifications, that, you know, scratchings for the previous day, and Wayne Hawke spoke to me yesterday. He had a bit of a bee in the bonnet about trainers coming out with Under the Louvre down in Melbourne and saying, you know, we're going to scratch the horse, and then it was left there. Have you got a feeling on this?
Yeah, I have. I think the thing is awareness. We don't really understand how a punter thinks.
Mm.
We need to be made aware as things change, and we'll adapt.
Yeah.
There's
not too much pressure being put on you guys?
No, not at all. As Robert Smurden said, he's got a lot of things to consider and things change. But we just need to be aware as things change, whether it be anything in the regulation side of racing. Everybody needs to be made aware. The punters need to be aware of the way the trainer thinks. But we certainly need to be aware of what you guys, the tipsters and the punters, are thinking, because we don't want to upset anybody, and Robert Smurden included.
No, exactly.
Did he actually end up scratching?
I'll check while I'm doing it. Just on that then, as it stands right now, and I stress as it stands right now, you would think that Omay Sword and Suzanne will go to the flight?
Most likely. But as closer we get to acceptance time, it starts to really lock in. But things can change. It might be a horse not eating up. It might be a horse not quite working as well Monday morning. And there's just, when you're trying to put a piece of puzzle together, first thing you think about is the horse and the owners, and the second thing is obviously the punters. But you try and incorporate it all at once to make sure everybody knows what you're doing. Rather than just sitting on the fence and saying nothing, we are trying to help the punter.
Everyone,
We're working with a couple of...
So Under the Louvre is out.
We're working with a couple of really hard tracks today. First time in memory, they've put up a good three in Melbourne. Probably not ideal for counter-attack.
There's a bit of rain forecast, Ronna, through the day, I think, but it might be later in the afternoon. Mm. But I think he's pretty versatile. But as you say, like Red Tracer, you get a shower of rain on the day, he excels or she excelled. And I don't think he's much different to her, being a sister or brother to her. So I'm not too concerned. And it's early in the season. We're not getting those hot baking days yet.
Yeah.
So I looked at the temperature. I think it was about 20 degrees.
20, yeah.
He gets an opportunity, though, to win his Group 1, doesn't he? It's a nice race for him.
He sure does. He's due, but this is the first time he's looked like a mature horse. You would have seen him at Rose Hill. He looks picture-perfect now, so I think he's been a soft 2-year-old, an immature 3-year-old, and he's ready now.
Tina Molina, have you done any barrier work with her?
Yeah, we sent her up to Muskoka Farm. That's Bob and Wendy LaPointe's farm, and they've got a Monty Roberts hallway system where they're consistently in a barrier walking round and round. So that's all we can do, and she seemed to be fine in the trials, so hopefully pressure of race day doesn't get her upset.
You know, the Melbourne runners, so Willie, you found $250,000 race for him. It looks a winnable race. A trip away might invigorate him.
Yeah, it's basically a benchmark 76 race. That's the highest rated horse. So yeah, he's in there with a good chance. His racing style makes it hard, especially at Caulfield. The Sydney horses getting back and sort of coming around them, makes it a little bit hard, but if there's pace on up front, he's a definite chance.
Sydney, you've got a couple left in the first. Antonio Giuseppe, he's a progressive stayer, keeps getting the job done.
Yeah, he certainly does, and today's a big test for him. He's got the big weight, an apprentice goes aboard a wide barrier. I'd say he'll go forward. Looks like a bit of the pace has come out now, so it'll be a good test for him today. So hopefully he can stand up. And I think we've got winkers on him for the first time. Yeah.
Okay. And you've got Four Carat there as well. He's Four Carat's, he was competitive with Antonio first up, but he has got good second up stats.
Yeah, he made Antonio look plain last start as a short price favourite. And he'll be fitter for the run. He's not the easiest of horses to trust. But if he backed up that first run with another run like that today, he would be... take some beating.
Janoob's a great old warrior. He's in a race that he'll run well in.
Yeah, he's just been a great horse for the stable. We love him. And small field's going to alleviate that slow tempo and get back type problem that he has in a lot of his races. And I think Brenton really suits him. It was a good run at Newcastle. He found the line strongly over the 2200s and 2400 today.
He hit the line good, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Probably, like, we need Allergic to fail. He's a good horse. Hopefully he doesn't quite get the 2400.
A couple of fillies in the Reginald Allen, a competitive race. Invincibella, good to get the maid now, the road first up.
Yeah, it was. She's got some black type up in Queensland, and the maiden wins good now as well. So 1400 should really suit. She's a nice big scopey filly, one that you would expect to get 1400, and they tell me she's out of a Galileo Mare, which is a big plus when you're trying to step a 3-year-old filly up.
This other filly you got here, Overstep, I could see her improving out of sight. You put a set of pacifiers on her, she got a drier track, and she got a beautiful draw.
Yeah, the draw is going to make it be there without being pushed to be there. She'll naturally jump. The pacifiers don't always work with horses. They're a last-ditch attempt to get them to settle. They have worked with her. She's settling much better. So hopefully that gives the rider a bit more, a handbrake, so to speak.
A bit more confidence.
Yeah, so that she can finish the race off. 1400's a query, but she gets a nice run.
Salamanza Bolter in the Stan Fox. I just thought he'd run better than what his price suggests.
Yeah, well, we've been disappointed with a couple of his runs. He went to Queensland and looked like he'd take the next step. He hasn't yet, but we've blamed wet tracks, draws, etc. So he'll get a better run today. And I agree the price is long, but, gee, you've got some good form coming out of the Golden Rose. And it's hard to slot them in now. Some of those horses are still on their way up as well. So let's see if he can run the third or fourth.
High Mist, he looks a nice staying prospect. Looks a tough bugger.
Yeah, he is. He's my pick for the spring champion of our 3-year-olds. So hopefully today suggests he's on the right step. It's 2 weeks away. It's a race we won with Vanbrugh last year, following a similar path. He's had a bit of racing, but I think that's good for those big 3-year-old colts. They get a bit bulky. They're hard to get fit on the training tracks. So the racing's going to have him rock hard fit. He's drawn well. He's got a barrier blanket on today, and hopefully that'll just help him relax in the barriers. Because he's been
picking that back leg up, hasn't he? He's been a bit of a pest in there. Is he tough enough to go right through the spring?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a good style of a colt and had the right grounding.
Veladero, 2 for 2 this prep. What do you think about him?
Stepping up in grade, but he's done everything right, and we identified him last preparation without winning a race that he'd be competitive in these types of races. So it's got a nice loose action, covers a lot of ground, and that's the horse you want for an 1800 metre race. So he's a chance to improve.
Your other runner's Tumultuous, a drier track and a set of blinkers.
Yeah, he's been disappointing in his last run at Canterbury. His first up run at Rosehill was good, so he's at a crossroads of his career. Basically, he's a well-bred colt. He needs to do something today, or he might come back a nice bred gelding.
Okay.
Cosmic Cube, now very good first up, wet probably again second up. A race he could probably, well, it's a bit of a D-day for him to see where he sits.
Yeah, it is for sure. I think the big help is the track. We're getting a much better track today, and he too's drawn well, so Rory won't have to do much on him to get there. He should just get a nice run up in the first three or four.
Vassal in the last looks a nice staying prospect. Be a bit short for him today.
Yeah, I'd say third up. There's a race a mile, 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks after that, 2,000. That's when I'd expect him to be firing. But you never know with stayers, but I think he'd be safely held.
Dingu Mountain gave too much start last time, but he indicated he's back on track.
Yeah, good draw today. We'll hopefully see him settle midfield without being put under any pressure. He needs to be ridden quiet, but it just makes it hard when you're back last. So it's going to be changing things a touch, having him that bit closer if we can. But it'll give him that chance to attack the line from a more handy position.
And in Costa Line, could he do anything?
Probably similar to Vassal. He has won over the shorter trips, and he's won first up, but that was as a two-year-old. I would expect him to need a run.
So plenty to go through. Another big day for the Chris Waller stable. It's right in the middle of Spring Carnival, and you're talking about Metrops. We've got one more. Epsom. Do you know how many you think you might have there without putting you on the total... which I have.
McCreary.
Yep.
And
McIntosh.
McIntosh. So McCreary will be ridden by McAvoy.
Okay.
McIntosh, I think, is Berry.
Tommy Berry.
Yeah. Yep. Torgerson is Cathy O'Hara.
Yep.
And...
Vanbrugh?
Vanbrugh.
Okay.
Not sure about the rider on him.
Yeah. So you're going to... There's four.
Yeah, four lightweight chances.
Yeah.
You're going to have lightweights of galore in these two races with the Metrop as well. It's going to be hard to get lightweight riders. You've got to lock them in.
Yeah, we've gone for fit jockeys that ride the weight comfortably.
And no Joe Moreira, because there's a Hong Kong meeting up
there.
We wouldn't have needed him. But what I'm saying is, I think there could have been, like Zach Purton would have been on Yankee Rose. Yeah. There would have been a couple of them here.
Yeah, for sure.
And Corey Brown, I think, is coming next weekend as well. Yeah. Mate, we thank you. Great information again for our listeners.
Thanks very much.
And you've got all your sheets there. It's got all the notes, which you've got to have. Someone said to me, I thought Chris Waller...
You've got your book of knowledge is about that.
Exactly.
He just keeps it simple.
He keeps it simple, and it's great information. Good on you, Chris.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, mate. Chris Waller joining us here. Now, I'm going to go and do the scratchings, Ron. So, hey, Chris, just actually put your headset back on for a sec. Glenn Munsey's brought breakfast, and we've got quiches made up of...
roast vegetables and chorizo.
Fair. You going to have one on the way out?
No, don't do it.
I don't eat vegetables.
Good luck. Thank you. Chris Waller joining us. Are you all right, Mike?
The funniest thing I've ever seen there, the vision of you trying to grab those sheets off Chris and Chris trying to not let you get your hands on it. You had about 8 looks at it, then you put your hand on it, and Chris pulled it back, then you pull it. Yeah, get away, son.
Yeah, that's
right. That was the hardest thing. I was really leaning back in the chair a couple of times.
That was hysterical.
Four X's on one of them.
That's great.
There was four X's. You reckon I could try and find out which one the four X's was on?
Tell you what you look for, the square. So there's
the square. It's number, 6 out of 10.
Number 6 in the Rupert Clark.
Can I say who that
is? There's the one, counter-attack.
Counter-attack
on.
In the Rupert Clark. next time, can you bring a bigger sheet so I can identify?
No, just bring a photocopy.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Waller there, Ron Duffacy. Okay, we're going to go to the scratchings. So, TV, you can put something up there that will cover Chris leaving if you want, but I'm going to launch straight into the scratchings for these meetings today. Here at Rose Hill, fine and sunny. The track is a good 4. Penetrometer is 4. 4.68 and the rail is at 5 metres. In the first, number 3, Dubai in Style, 7, Bring Luck and 9, My Giuliano. 3, 7 and 9 out of the first. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 13, Dalmatia Prince, 17, Uncle Jerry and 19, Moment to Test. 13, 17 and 19. Race 4, take out 7, Leckless Verve and 9, Our Belissa, 7 and 9. Race 5, number 5, High Mist, number 5. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8 here at Rose Hill, 1 Counterattack, 8 Caliville Flyer and 10 more to gain, 1, 8 and 10. And race 9, take out 5, Our Boy Nicholas, 7, Invincibile and 12, Mohair. So that's 5, 7 and 12 out of the last. It's a simple, glorious day here at Rose Hill. We'll have a full preview coming up with the guys in just a moment. Mike Fraser, Ron Duffacy and Glenn Munsey. Let's move to the program now at Kembla Grange. It's fine down there at the moment. The track is a good 4. And the scratching